David Cranes is an accomplished author, playwright, and screenwriter. He founded and served for 14 years as the director of the Sundance Playwrights Lab. His academic credentials are impeccable. He is also, and just as powerfully, a man who knows the voracious casinos and backstreet shadows of Las Vegas. In Abracadabra, he writes that the city, which promises to hold your secrets, can also complicate a visitor whether or not they want to be complicated. Vegas takes hold of Mark Goodson, a decent husband, loyal worker, and all-round Boy Scout of a good guy. He disappears in the middle of one of Lance Burton's illusions in the showroom of the Monte Carlo Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. His wife, Lena, watches him enter a big black box and never return. She hires private eye Elko Wells to find him. With that, the labyrinth that is the not-so-secret side of Vegas opens. Crane's touch is so deft that the reader never gets lost in the multiple twists and turns that follow. He impeccably balances Goodson and Lena, Elko Wells and his associates, one of whom might or might not be Shaquille O'Neal, and the hapless Billy Spence, impersonator and identity thief who finds himself trapped by just how good he is at his act and how careless. Reading Abracadabra is like hurtling through a beautifully designed, sometimes scary, but always intriguing carnival funhouse ride. Sights and sounds change paragraph after paragraph. Patsy Cline's Crazy plays over the same casino sound system on which the names of slot winners are bellowed. Jittering rainbow light plays over a lover's face, and for an instant, they are a stranger. Mark, Elko, and Billy dash from the Mirage to the Bellagio to the Monte Carlo, double back, lose their ways, and always are helped along by the casino staff. Crane's respect for casino workers shines throughout this novel. He is not dazzled by the glitter that will turn out in the hard dawn to be nothing but tricks of neon. He knows how hard the dealer, the croupier, the desk clerk, and the cleaning men and women work. He is not impressed by the whales, the high rollers who never really seem to catch on, that when the game is over, they are chumps. Abracadabra is, in the long run, and for a gambler, the long run is what counts, a love letter to a city few truly understand and its workers who few visitors bother to really get to know.